Shalom and Yeshua. Welcome to our Hanukkah, 8 Nights of His Light devotional from our book, Seeking His Face and His Heart, a Messianic devotional for seasons in your life. We're celebrating the season of Hanukkah. This is night one where the first candle is lit. We are celebrating the rededication of the Holy Temple after it was defiled by pagans and taken back by righteous men who rededicated it for the Almighty's presence. From Chabad.org, the Maccabees were a band of Jewish freedom fighters who freed Judea from the Caesarian Greek occupiers during the Second Temple period. The word Maccabee is an acronym for the Hebrew words that mean, "Who is like you among all powers, God?" Led by Judah the Maccabee and his four brothers, they trounced the Greek interlopers and restored the Holy Temple in Jerusalem to the service of God. Their victory is celebrated during the holiday of Hanukkah. I'm going to read from 1 Maccabees chapter 1. Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people, and everyone should leave his laws, so all the heathen agreed according to the commandment of the king. Yea, many also of the Israelites consented to his religion and sacrificed unto idols and profaned the Sabbath. For the king had sent letters by messengers unto Jerusalem and the cities of Judah that they should follow the strange laws of the land and forbid burning offerings and sacrifice and drink offerings in the temple, and that they should profane the Sabbaths and the festival days, and pollute the sanctuary and holy people, set up altars and groves and chapels of idols, and sacrifice swine's flesh and unclean beast, that they should also leave their children uncircumcised and make their souls abominable with all manner of uncleanness and profanation, to the end that they might forget the law and change all the ordinances. And whoever would not do according to the commandment of the king, he said he should die. In the selfsame manner wrote he to his whole kingdom, and appointed overseers over the people, commanding the cities of Judah to sacrifice city by city. Then many of the people were gathered unto them, to wit, everyone that forsook the law, and so they committed evils in the land, and drove the Israelites into secret places, even where so that they would flee for safety. Now the 15 days of the month of Kislev, in the 48th and 5th year, they set up the abomination of desolation upon the altar, and builded idol altars throughout the city of Judah and on every side, and burnt incense at the doors of their houses and in the streets. And when they had rent in pieces the books of the law which they found, they burnt them with fire. And whosoever was found with any book of the testament, or any committed to the law, the king's commandment was that they should put him to death. Thus they did by authority until the Israelites every month, to as many were found in the cities. Now the 25th day of the month they did sacrifice upon the idol altar which was upon the altar of God, at which time, according to the commandment, they put to death certain women that had caused their children to be circumcised. And they hanged the infants around their necks, and rifled their houses, and slew them and that had circumcised them. Howbeit, many in Israel were fully resolved and confirmed in themselves not to eat any unclean thing. Wherefore, the rather to die, that they might not be defiled with meats, and they might not profane the holy covenant, so then they died. And there was a great wrath upon Israel. Today we are living in a time where evil is called good and good called evil. Where those who claim to be servants of God have allowed the holy to be profaned and have mixed darkness with light. However, God always has a remnant that would rather die than profane the holy covenant of Yahweh, paid for by the holy shed blood of his Son, our Messiah Yeshua. The enemy from the beginning has tried to make his people forget his laws and assimilate into pagan practices. But there is always a remnant who says, "We will not obey the king's decree. The laws of God are to be obeyed above any laws that contradict his truth." Daniel 1:5-8. The king assigned them a daily portion of the food that the king ate and of the wine that he drank, and they were to be educated for 3 years. At the end of that time, they were to stand before the king. Among these were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah of the tribe of Judah. And the chief of the eunuchs gave them names. Daniel is called Belshazzar, Hananiah is called Shadrach, Mishael is called Meshach, and Azariah is Abednego. But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine that he drank. Therefore he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself. Daniel 3:10-18. O you king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of a horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the burning, fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. These are just a few examples of God's people who refused to bow down to the things of the world and would only serve the one true God, Yahweh Elohim. This is a time to reflect as well in our own lives. If we have allowed that inner fire within us to become dull and allow the Ruach to reignite the flames within our hearts, at times the winds of tests and trials can tend to make the flames within us grow smaller as it tries to snuff out the fire. However, we have the example of those who went on ahead of us, who showed us that tests and trials can only snuff out the light if we allow it to. I know at times I become weary and discouraged, and sometimes I feel the fire I had within me become dull because of becoming battle weary. However, the Almighty has given us precious promises that He would never leave or forsake us, or allow us to go through more than we can bear. Psalm 37:25, I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous, those in right standing with God, abandoned, or his descendants pleading for bread. Isaiah 40:30-31, even youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Psalm 33:16-22. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, and those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has seized you beyond what people normally experience, and God can be trusted to allow you not to allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. On the contrary, along with the temptation, he will also provide the way out so you will be able to endure. 1 Peter 1:6-7. Rejoice in this, even though for a little while you may have to experience grief and various trials. Even gold is tested by genuine fire. The purpose of these trials is so that your trust's genuineness, which is far more valuable than perishable gold, will be judged worthy of praise, glory, and honor to the revealing of Yeshua the Messiah. The true fire within can only be ignited and kept burning by the Spirit of Yahweh. The same holy fire that lit the altar of sacrifice in the temple is the same holy fire that came into our spirits when we were born again. During this time of Hanukkah, the feast of rededication, we need to rededicate our lives to His will and purposes for our lives and ministries. We need to keep the fire burning within. Leviticus 6:12-24. The fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not go out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and he shall arrange the burnt offering on it and it shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. Verse 13, fire shall be kept burning on the altar continually, and it shall not go out. 20 to 24, they put the fat pieces on the breast, and he burned the fat pieces on the altar. But the breast and the right thigh Aaron weighed for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded. Then Aaron lifted up his hands towards the people and blessed them, and he came down from offering the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tent of the meeting. When they came out, they blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offerings and the pieces of fat on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. These victims' sacrifices were consumed by a fire of no human kindling. Josephus says that a fire proceeded from the victims themselves of its own accord, which had the appearance of a flash of lightning and consumed all that was upon the altar. Acts 2:1-4. The festival of Shavuot arrived, and all the believers all gathered together in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from the sky like the roar of a violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire, which separated and came resting on each one of them. And they were filled with Ruach HaKodesh and began to talk in different languages as the Spirit enabled them. We cannot allow the enemy and his cohorts to defeat us, because if we belong to Messiah Yeshua, they have no right to defile our temples or discourage us or stop us from doing his will during the time he has allotted on this earth. Ephesians 6:10-20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Pull on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of shalom. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you will extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit and with prayer and supplications. To that end, alert with all perseverance, make supplication for all the saints, and also for us, that words may be given to us in the opening of our mouths to proclaim the mystery of the gospel. For we are ambassadors in chains, that we may declare boldly as we seek. Hanukkah Hag Sameach, Night 1. Shalom.